Welcome back to Internet Anonymous. I am your host, Megan Emily, and this is kind of like a bonus one. I know I've already recorded and uploaded for this evening, but it's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's 3:30 in the morning. It's technically the next day. So why not cold read some random commercials? Just like, why not? Cold reading, if you don't know, is when you don't read the script first and you just dive right in and pray for the best. Oh, my mic got really close to my face just now. Sorry. Okay, so I don't know. I really just typed in quick commercial reads and I clicked on the first link. And there's three right in front of me, Excedrin, Nike, and Pine Sol. So we're just gonna head right into it. Ready? I almost said action for myself. Should I say action? Action. Okay. Headaches. We all get them. We all wish they would go away. There is a solution. Excedrin. I just take two and there's no more tension, no more throbbing, and no more pain. My headache is completely gone. Okay. That was Excedrin. Clearly. This one's for Nike. It's a mindset. A focus, a deep-seated spirit. It's an inner strength to keep your feet planted firmly on the ground, no matter what presses against you. It's confidence. It's belief. It's a way of life. It's Nike. I kind of like how that sounded. It sounded pretty good. Here's, okay, some Pine Sol already. Whoever said that a smell can bring back a flood of memories was certainly right. Whenever I use Pine Sol in my home, I'm brought back. Shit. Excuse me. Excuse my language. Let me start over. Hold on. Whoever said that smell can bring back a flood of memories was certainly right. Whenever I use Pine Sol in my home, I'm brought back to visiting my grandmother as a little girl. She always kept her house smelling fresh. I have Pine Sol to thank for that. Thanks, Pine Sol. It's pretty neat. Oh, this one is comedic tone. Ooh, it tells you the tones? Oh, I didn't even know. All right. Just as a random deodorant, doesn't even say. Okay. It says comedic tone deodorant. Coffee. Okay. Whenever I feel like a sweaty slob, there's one in... What the fuck am I reading? Okay, excuse my French. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that I was unprepared. As one is for cold reading. Okay, I'm gonna start over. Whew. Here comes that yawn. 3:30 in the morning vibes. Anyway, whenever I feel like a sweaty slob, I can't say sweaty slob. There it is. Sweaty slob, sweaty slob, sweaty slob. Okay. Whenever I feel like a sweaty slob, there is one assurance that gives me peace of mind. Deodorant. Just one wipe under each armpit, I am good to go for days. Heck, I don't even need a shower for a whole week. That's how good this shiz is. I have a lot of problems with this one. First of all, I've never met a person that actually does just one swipe under each arm. Second of all, for days with no shower, baby, you must be a 14-year-old boy. And you said shiz, must be a 14-year-old boy in 2003. Good God. Okay. I'm not gonna do that one. I'm not gonna do that one. Other scripts, like monologue scripts? Hmm. Interesting. Maybe 30-second commercial copy scripts. Here are a few 30-second commercial scripts for actors to practice. Some commercial copy is serious in tone and others completely comedic. Fine, we'll do, this one's called Corn Buster. I don't even know what this is. I'm probably gonna freaking crack up. Ladies, can't get those corns into a new pair of shoes? Introducing Corn Buster. You apply the cream over the bunion, and within a few minutes, the deep penetrating solution forms a crust. With one simple wipe, you'll be able to get your foot into those high heels, girl.
Oh my god. What did I just read? Oh my god. That's not a real commercial, is it? That... No. I hope that's not real.
Okay. Last one. It says, one wipes. Ever sit on the toilet and have a never-ending wipe? Those days are over. I've invented one wipes, a new form of toilet paper that contains a solution where just with one wipe, you are fresh and clean. Done deal. What? What?
Yo. Yo, dude. Yo, let's look at scripts.
Oh, you want me to do what? No, we're not gonna do that. I love pop-up ads, don't I?
Oh, let's do comedy. Why not?
I like comedy. Eat berries and drink whiskey. Let's see. This one says, in this short comedic skit, news reporter Jim Turner talks to camera and viewers while entering a home where the oldest living woman resides. Uh-oh. And it's supposed to be comedy? Eat berries and drink whiskey. Oh, this is like a, this is a more than one person script. I want to do a monologue. Maybe I'll just read, like, this dude's first paragraph. Because I do kind of want to go to bed soon. Okay. Jim Turner to Marvin the cameraman. Did you switch the freaking battery yet, Marv? Finally. Bravo. You're the world. The world is yours. Let's go. Turn her on. Let's get this crap over with. Are we running? We're on? Okay. Jim becomes over-the-top enthusiastic. To the camera. We are about to visit the oldest living woman in the world. Wanda Grimes. According to our record, she is just 8 months shy of breaking the Guinness World Record for the oldest living person held by Jane Louise Clement, who died at the age of 122. Oh, there she is now. There she is. Miss Grimes, how are you doing today? Well, how does it feel to be the oldest living woman on planet Earth? Isn't that something? Isn't it absolutely something? Boy, oh boy, must be something, eh?
She awake? Is she...
Oh, she just moved. Okay. Miss Grimes, there you are. I'm Jim Turner from the WGAF broadcast, where today to discuss your age and see if you have any advice you can give young people on how to live so damn long. So how about it? What advice do you have for us newbies? Wanda moves her lips, but nothing comes out. Jim leans into her. Hold on. Let me position myself a bit closer, Miss Grimes. There. Care to repeat that?
Wanda Grimes says, slaughter me.
Sounds like, did she say water? Did she say she needs some water? She needs some water. Somebody give her some water. The woman is like 185 years old, for God's sake. Get her some damn water. Feed you. She looks parched.
Jim takes a bottle of water from a nurse. He tries to help Wanda drink from the bottle. But suddenly, her false teeth pop out.
He screams, oh God, I'm okay. Someone needs to grab her teeth and put those puppies back where they belong. Please.
The nurse puts the teeth back in Wanda's mouth. Wanda Grimes, barely audible. Stupid ass.
She spoke! Jim waves into the camera. I'm sorry, Miss Grimes. You can't just...
Wanda Grimes, stupid ass.
Jim Turner. Oh. In a glass? Would you rather your water in a glass?
Wanda knocks the bottle of water out of Jim's hand.
I guess she doesn't want water. No problem, Miss Grimes. No water for you. No worries. So here we are with Miss Wanda Grimes, the oldest living person on Earth. We are also very anxious to get her tips on how to prolong our lives. Miss Grimes, can you explain to your viewers just how you've managed to live so long? We all want to know. We all want to know how to be just like you. Wanda faints. Jim notices but pretends to mime Miss Wanda's voice from the side of his mouth without the camera noticing. Eat a lot of berries and loads of whiskey. Did you get that? Berries and whiskey. Wanda's nurse speaks up. I think she needs to rest now. You should go. There you have it, folks. Load up your children on those berries, and for all you legal age drinkers, do a shot of whiskey from time to time to keep that blood flowing. You too can live a long, mysterious life like good old Miss Wanda Grimes here. Okay, Marv, cut. That's a wrap. Let's roll.
Dude, I shouldn't have cold read that, but it's kind of funny, honestly.
I wish I had, like, somebody here to, like, do the narrating parts, but, like, honestly, that was entertaining, though. I'm entertained. I entertained myself. Oh, and that was posted on January 27th, 2022, so it's very, very recent, because today is the 30th. Wow. I liked that a lot. I didn't think I was going to like that. I was just kind of going into it blind. That was pretty nice. Okay. Ooh, do you guys remember that episode I did when I did the Nordic Runes readings? Should I go back and do that real quick? I feel like I should. I haven't done a Nordic Runes reading in a while. Let's see. Nordic Runes. I'm talking as if you guys can respond to me, which... So obviously, you know, this is totally live. Everybody can hear me for sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, I need to do names online. I believe this is the same website that I used. Yes, it is. Choice of reading, single room casting, three room spread casting, single room casting, three room spread casting. I don't know what I'm gonna pick. Let's just do a single runes casting because I want to go to bed pretty soon here. Decide on the question or thought you would like to, yes, no. Type the question in the box below. Okay. Well, I don't know what the question I want to type is. What do I want in my life right now? Am I on the right path? We'll say career path. Because I've pretty much gotten rid of any hope for a romantic relationship path. I've pretty much sworn that off. Am I on the right career path? Let's cast the runes. Focus your energies on what you have written. When you feel your focus, then click this button. Okay. It says... Ooh. I don't know what this means. Your question was, am I on the right career path? The rune cast was, it's like Runejo, and its orientation was inverted. Thus, in answer to your question, no, not at the present time. However, things will be slow to happen and a little progress made. Listen, guys, like, shit. All I've been thinking about this last week is how I don't feel like I'm on the right career path and how I want to make... Well, you guys have heard the podcast, if you've listened to the last couple of them, how I just want to make my creativeness become a reality. Oh my god. That's insane. I kind of want to do the long one now. Yeah, we're gonna go back real quick because I wanna see the rest of them now. we're going to use the three rune spread casting. We're going to use the same question. Am I on the right career path? Question mark. Let's cast the runes, shall we? Okay, am I on the right career path? To answer yes or no question, your runes were turned over at the same time to reveal the two runes of Dagaz and Nauthiz? Nauthiz? N-A-U-T-H-I-Z. Don't know how to say that. Are suggesting a maybe while... Oh, shoot. I almost knocked my phone off. While Ruse suggests the answer should be no. This implies that a cautious approach is needed. Read carefully what the three runes are saying to try to identify how these words can be applied to your life and situation. These three runes should encourage you to move forward and be positive that you will prevail, even though this may not be as soon as you would like it to be. Sometimes waiting for reward can make the results seem even better. Okay, so it says the rune of Dagaz is and its orientation is indeterminate, which suggests maybe. Now may be a good time to accept the changes that you want to make in your life. Although change can be scary, it can also be essential to your inner growth and forward movement. I feel like I've known that. The ruin in the middle, the one I spelt before, the N-A-U-T-H-I-Z, and its orientation is indeterminate, which suggests maybe. But now may be a time to recover your inner balance and harmony, a time to set things up rather than rushing headlong into the future. And then the rune looks like it says cruise, but it's like a giant U thing. I don't know how to read these properly. Anyway, and its orientation is inverted, which suggests no. You must first come to understand your weakness, identify them, so you may become strength in the future, which will enable you to succeed. Yeah, guys, that's why I like reading this shit, because I always feel like it just confirms my thought process and what I know. I like the idea that it's based on some sort of zodiac sign here, and, like, it's in that category. I really enjoy that. Anyway, thanks for joining me this evening at 3:30 in the morning, and it's now 3:48 a.m., and I think I'm gonna start heading here to bed. Thank you guys for listening to this extra tidbit of podcasting. As always, I appreciate every single one of you, and I thank you all so much for listening. And just be sure to keep up with me on the social medias. Y'all know how to find my Twitter and Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube is about the same way. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll catch you on the flip side. Love you. Bye.